Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Seeds and Sinners, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Seeds and Sinners. When we were children, it was an indisputable truth taught to us by the sisters and priests of St. Mary's that Catholics alone possessed the true faith. If such belief created a community of people who were better than others, so be it. The parable in today's scripture passage is one that we learned well in those former days. It validated our beliefs. We were told about seeds, but really about bad people and good people. The lesson? We must belong to the good people. As years and experiences have gone by, we've changed. And although the words of the parable remain the same, the meaning deepens and questions occur. Does it sound like Jesus to reject or even to point out bad people? Jesus spoke harshly only to hypocrites, and we don't have hypocrites here. We have, first, people who don't understand the word of God, possibly because no one ever explained it to them. Secondly, people who initially rejoice in the word of God, but who, for some reason, are not rooted in it. Maybe it's a matter of flawed family role models. Then we have people with worries, looking for, and maybe sometimes even finding, a sure thing that's so hard to look away from. We can understand that. In other words, we have ordinary people. Those who illustrate the truth we've heard so often, we are all sinners. Past sinners, probably future sinners, forgiven sinners, but sinners nonetheless. In this parable, we have us. What we need to know is that the parable is not about assigning blame, and Jesus is not speaking of a class system in which some are perfect and others less so, maybe depending on which church you belong to or on the message you thought you received from the sisters and priests from years ago. He is speaking of what needs to be done in order to be made holy. He is speaking of finding and living according to the word of God, no matter what kind of soil our roots have known. What then is this word of God? What it isn't is a list of prerequisites for a badge of perfection. We are human, and that means imperfect. Jesus doesn't even ask that we obey him. He asks that we follow him because he knows the way, that we walk with him into the times and experiences of great love and great suffering that make up our lives. In this sense, the word of God is an invitation into a relationship that accepts us as we are. It is an assurance of friendship that brings us closer to the one whose divine happiness is somehow influenced by us, by our willingness to hear and understand and bear fruit. Maybe 100-fold, but maybe 60, or even just 30-fold. Whatever this friendship calls us to do, whoever it calls us to be.